This is Louis Navalier. It's Friday, February 16th. Okay, we got the producer price index in. This is wholesale prices. And it was disappointing. They had it up 0.3% in January. It's up 0.9% in the past 12 months. Now, I do want you to know next month it should fall quite a bit because we're cutting off a big increase from a year ago. But the core PPI, which excludes food, energy, and trade margins, actually surged 0.6% in January. Now, the old core PPI, which just excludes food and energy, rose 0.3%. Now, just so you know, wholesale food costs declined 0.3% in January, and energy costs declined 1.7%. So the culprit, when we dig into producer prices, are service costs. And they rose 0.6% in January, and that's the largest monthly increase in 12 months since January 2023. So, oops, that's not good. Now, wholesale good costs keep falling, though. They were down 0.2% last month, and they've fallen for four straight months. So the things we're importing keep going down. Some of it's a strong dollar. Some of it's a deflation that's pretty widespread in China. Now, despite China's woes, you know, Japan's officially in a recession. Britain's officially in a recession. They've had two down quarters of GDP. Now, Britain just had pretty strong retail sales in January due to discounting. So we'll see if Britain can pull out of the slump they're in. Their energy costs are starting to moderate over there, so that's good, but it helped that the winter wasn't as harsh as it normally is. But this all goes back to, should the Fed cut rates or not, okay? And based on the inflation data we got this week, okay, which was the CPI rising 0.3 and the PPI rising 0.3, maybe they will wait till June. Okay, but we had retail sales fall 0.8%. Okay, that's a big drop. Okay, and they're now revising the first quarter GDP estimates lower. The Atlanta Fed's at 2.9%. They were previously at 3.4%. So, if I'm running the Fed, I'd cut rates on May 1st. They're above market rates. Just get in sync with market rates. They know the trailing 12-month inflation is going to get to their 2% target because they're cutting off these big increases from a year ago. And I would just cut rates on May 1st, but hey, I'm not the Federal Reserve. So, and the Federal Reserve wants to have all the political banter, okay? And Donald Trump's going to zero in on the Fed, okay, because he doesn't want to pay these interest rates on the deficit. They're unconscionable. Oh, there's one interesting thing that's going on. The Congressional Budget Office is slashing the estimates on the deficit. And the reason they are is all the new workers we're adding. Now, let me be specific, okay? The Congressional Budget Office expects 1.7 million new workers this year, 2024, and 5.2 million new workers in 2023, due largely to immigration. So they're counting the illegal economy, okay, you know, all the workers that come across. Once you apply for asylum, you can't work for 5 months, but apparently they're working for cash. So this is going to be very interesting, okay? So they're saying our deficit's going to fall because of all the workers we're adding, and of course a lot of them didn't come here legally. The U.S. does add has a lot of legal immigration. People apply here and they get a green card and they work and they grow and prosper. So it's one of the things that makes the U.S. pretty good. But I just find that interesting. As you may know, Congress is pretty dysfunctional. They can't get anything done. So it'll be interesting. The only thing they can get done, by the way, is take a vacation. So when they come back, they got 3 weeks to figure out whether the government's going to shut down or not. I find the government shutdown threats to be pretty credible, okay? I do want you to know if they do shut the government down, it helps the stock market, it doesn't hurt it. Obviously, you don't want to shut down Social Security or transfer payments. But it'll be interesting. And it'll also be interesting if they have a government shutdown and it shuts down the federal courts, which would allow Donald Trump to get elected maybe just a tad easier because all the stuff that Jack Smith is going after him for would be postponed. So anyway, interesting times. It's going to be an interesting year. Obviously, what we do, picking stocks that post better than expected earnings, is working. Next week is NVIDIA. I mean, 236% forecasted sales growth for NVIDIA. I mean, I don't know what to say other than that's just unbelievable. Okay. And obviously, earnings growth is spectacular. The analyst revisions are positive. You know, no matter what NVIDIA does next week, the guidance will remain key. Okay. Now, if you turn on the business channels, they tell you, oh, well, because of AI, they're laying everybody off. Well, maybe. Businesses are designed to become more efficient. Layoffs at Morgan Stanley are in the news now. They're not official yet, but they're, you know, looks like they're getting ready to cut. So, fascinating times we're in, but all I can tell you is we own the new market leaders. In case you don't know who those are, NVIDIA, Supermicrocomputer, Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk. Those are the market leaders right now. And a lot of the small caps that have had stunning earnings have popped. And money's being reshuffled on Wall Street. And I'm pretty happy that those top four stocks I mentioned are a silver lining critical path that all investors can follow. So let's just hope the Fed joins the party and cuts rates sooner than later. But based on this week's inflation data, June rate cut looks more likely than a May 1st rate cut. But we still have some inflation data between now and then, so we'll see. And, of course, later this month we'll have the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, which is the real inflation indicator that the Fed uses. So hang in there, everybody. I know some of you are pretty shocked by what's happened already this year, but at least it's a positive shock. And we have positive volatility to the upside. So just hang on, enjoy the ride. I'm very comfortable and confident this year is going to be a blowout year. And we'll get a second win when the Fed starts to cut rates. And, of course, I want that May 1st, but, again, they may not do it until mid-June. So we'll find out. And that's it. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. It's a long weekend for everybody. And I'll update the podcast during fast market conditions next week. And I'll certainly comment after NVIDIA's earnings. Take care. Celine Evelier.